Good evening, everyone. I'm Jim Ladd. Tonight, you will hear part one of a four-part special interview of The Doors. In the past 3 years, Interview has never done a four-part special on any band. Now, after bringing some 150 artists before these microphones, you may well ask, why a four-part special on The Doors, a band whose lead singer died 8 years ago, and therefore can only be talked about and not with? Well, first, I have wanted to do a show honoring this group for a long, long time. Secondly, The Doors were an entity in rock and roll that was so completely ahead of its time, not only lyrically and musically, but caused so much questioning of our perceptions that to this day, The Doors remain an unexplained and mysterious incantation that we hear, but do not quite believe. The Doors got their name from a book by Aldous Huxley entitled The Doors of Perception, a very short but fascinating piece about Huxley's personal experiments with mescaline. As you listen, you will learn just how well this name fit. Tonight, in part one of our interview of The Doors, we will talk with keyboardist Ray Manzarek, drummer John Densmore, and guitarist Robbie Krieger. And we will talk about Jim Morrison, vocalist, lyricist, and poet. We'll begin by going back in time to 1964. And for this one, I suggest that you turn out the lights, turn on your mind, and come with me through an interview of The Doors.
Is everybody in? The ceremony is about to begin. Time to live. Time to love. Time to laugh. Time to die. Take it easy, baby. Take it as it comes. Don't move too fast. Then you want your love to last. Are you a moving muscle?
It is now 1964. We are going to the campus of UCLA, and here we will meet Ray Manzarek.
Right, that's where it all begins. It all begins at UCLA. Jim Morrison went to the film school at UCLA. Ray Manzarek went to the film school at UCLA. We met in classes. The people that I knew also knew Jim, and we all sort of got together through a circle of friends, and everybody started hanging out together and getting stoned together. It was the first group of people at UCLA to seriously smoke marijuana. And we were the first dopers in the film school. That's when dope first hit in my life and in America, probably. Around 62, 63, 64 is when dope really started to begin to be smoked. The dope smokers in the film department all went crazy with ideas and everything. We were into at that time, the Nouvelle Vague, the French New Wave, when Godard and Truffaut and like that all started happening in France, and Fellini first happened, and Bergman first happened, Satyajit Ray in India, and in Japan, Kurosawa and a couple of others in Japan. Cinema, the world of movies, all of a sudden became a worldwide thing. But all of a sudden, everybody got high and made modern movies. And then, out of England, what should come along in 64? But the Beatles and the whole rock and roll thing, man. Incredible, far out. And then the Rolling Stones happened. And I think the Rolling Stones were the really big influence in America. They were the dope smokers. They were playing rock and roll music. And then at that point, Jim and I both said, wow, I'm gonna play rock and roll music just like that. I've always been into playing rock and roll music anyway. But this was a whole new thing to do. Besides making movies, I was gonna now make rock and roll music, dope music. That's how The Doors really got started. The Rolling Stones blew our minds.
So Jim was going to go to New York and see what was going on there, you know, like maybe get into movies there or something, or, you know, whatever he was going to do.
So I said, well, okay, man, I hate to see you leave Los Angeles, but there's a lot going on in L.A. And he said, yeah, I know that, but I think I'm going to go to New York. And I said, well, I'm going to stay here in L.A., so see you around sometime. And that was like late May, early June. About mid-July, probably around the 4th of July weekend, I wouldn't be surprised. We're out on the beach, and who comes walking down the beach but Jim Morrison. I said, hey, man, what are you doing here? And you back? And he said, no, I never left. I stayed down in Venice, getting stoned and taking acid and writing songs. I said, oh, yeah, far out, man, writing songs. Because I never realized Jim could write songs. I just knew he was a good guy and did write poetry and like that, I suppose. But all of a sudden, he became a songwriter. And I said, well, you know, let me hear one of the songs. And he sang Moonlight Drive. He just sang the song out. Let's swim to the moon. Let's climb through the tide. You know, just sing the melody. Penetrate the evening that the city sleeps to hide. Let's swim out tonight, love. It's our turn to die. Park beside the ocean on our moonlight drive. And I said, whoa, whoa, wait a minute, man. Can I hear what I could do to that? Do, 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 do. You know, just put it into a minor, dark, moody, funky, organy, spacey kind of thing. So that's how we were born. That's where the Doors came from, man. Jim's lyrics and my moody music. And that's what it was. Simple as that.
Let's swim to the moon.
I'll tell you what happened with the Doors, man. This is the other part of the magical meeting of the Doors. First of all, Jim and I meet on the beach. Then I met John and Robbie at the Maharishi's meditation thing. That's where John and Robbie came in. And somebody said that John was a drummer. And I went to John and I said, hey, I've got a singer and I play keyboards. And we've got gonna get a rock and roll band together. You wanna join? And John said, yeah, I'll come down. Try and see how it sounds and everything. So we said, fine. So John came along and we played with him, and I thought John was terrific. You know, he was into jazz and stuff. He would work out just fine. And then he mentioned that Robbie, one of the guys in the meditation class, was a guitar player. So Robbie came down, played his slide guitar. We all got stoned. We didn't have a bass. We had a piano, a little thing that Jim could sing through. And we played Moonlight Drive and a couple of other songs after getting stoned on a beautiful day in Santa Monica down by the beach. And that's where it happened, man. That first time, boom, just like that. I said, wow, that's the greatest musical experience I've ever had in my whole life up to this point. For the first time in my life, I played music. I've been in music the whole time, and that's the first time I ever really played music with John and Robbie and Jim.
Let's swim to the Move!
was. So we just took that feeling and just kept doing it one way or another and stretching it out and playing with it in the studio and in person whenever we'd play live. As crazy as everyone wanted to get and as crazy as Jim got and as crazy as the audience got, John and Robbie and I would go along with the craziness and make it more crazy. And all right, here we go. We're going this way tonight. Some other nights it'd be very mellow and whatever, but it was always tight. That it was. That's the total immersion into the music. That's when you can take reality and stretch it and bend it so far that you come out on the other side. Music is sort of your gateway, your key to being absolutely real.
You know the day destroys the night, night divides the day. Try to run, try to hide, break on through to the other side. Break on through to the other side, break on through to the other side, yeah. We chased our pleasures here, dug our treasures there. But can you still recall the time we cried? Break on through to the other side. Break on through to the other side.
I once read an article that described the sound of Ray Manzarek's organ playing as giving one the feeling that someone had just died. To me, it was always a haunting, chanting undertone of foreboding that seemed to underline the lyrics in a way that made you feel the words as well as hear them. Next, we will meet the drummer, John Densmore, and explore the way in which he would, in his words, comment on the Morrison compositions. That's next, when our interview of the Doors continues.